Space Station QUK starts.
Good evening and welcome to episode 8 of the PlayStation Show UK. I'm your host, Zonal Ripper, and with me we have so many people with us tonight. There's too many to go through. I'll just name the important people, which is Mr. Slugger.
Hello.
Good evening, how are you doing?
I'm alright, and your good self?
Well, apart from being left in the lurch by the rest of the T-Suck crew.
Yeah, I want to know excuses, I want to know reasons.
Sorry. I know Bod has gone away for the week, and Murray's, well, he's sorting some stuff out, so he can't attend possibly for a couple of weeks. And, well, Bunker Cougar, he said he can't make it. I know he works shifts, but I thought he wouldn't be able to make it tonight, but obviously not. So it's just me and your good self.
A.K.A. the Dream Team.
Yes. That's what it shall be known from this point forward.
Yeah.
But what, been up to anything good this week?
I have had man flu all weekend.
Ooh.
And recovering from it today, and I don't know if you can still hear it in my voice a bit, but I'm 98% of the way back to a full recovery.
Okay.
So back to work in the morning.
You call an ambulance out for that? Because that's quite serious, man flu.
I thought about it. I bypassed the ambulance. I went straight to A&E.
Yep.
And they did diagnose it as man flu.
Ooh.
Much to my wife's got it, both my sons have got it, and we painted a big red cross on the door. Things so.
Okay, quarantine it is.
I didn't get up to much at the weekend. How about yourself? Anything interesting?
No, not really, to be honest. Boring, sort of housey stuff. So, spent a bit of time with the family, so that's always good.
Yeah. Oh, we did go to the zoo.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, that was quite nice, yeah. Trying to convince my son, he's mad keen on lions.
Okay.
And we went to Marwell Zoo, where there's no lions, and I had to convince him that a tiger was a lion, so that he, you know, I felt really bad. All the parents were looking at me saying, "That's not a tiger, it's a lion. Why are you telling him that?" But
fine. Confuse him. Okay. Well, obviously, Bod's not here, so I'm going to kick off with the PS3 releases for this week. Obviously, the big one that we know Bod is desperate for, which actually I think is why he's probably not here, is just getting in preparation for it, which is Dead Rising 2.
Hmm.
Looks
very good.
Are you picking this up, or...?
I've been strongly thinking about it. I know my cousin is... he's been harping on about it.
Yep.
And it seems to have been built up for quite a bit of time, and I've, you know, seen screenshots and videos, and I quite like the look of it. I'm tempted to. I've got a bit of a backlog of games at the moment to play. That's the only thing that's putting me off.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of thinking, well, I mean, November's going to be a busy time for games. I don't know, maybe it could be the game that sees me through to November. Possibly. I'm on the edge.
Okay. I mean, I've pre-ordered it, and so I would get it day one. Looking forward to it. Sorry?
What's the release date?
It's Friday, so the 24th.
Okay.
So, yeah, this Friday.
Maybe something for the weekend. Maybe.
Yes, yeah.
Maybe, yeah. No, I quite like the look of it. I do, I do quite like the whole weapon attachments and, you know.
Did you get to play the first one at all?
No, I didn't, no.
Nice. No. So I originally had an Xbox before my PlayStation, and I had Dead Rising, but I never finished it, but I did love it. Mm. So I'm glad it's come to PlayStation. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and especially with the co-op, I think that would be quite fun.
Yeah, it's online co-op.
Online, yeah. There's only two player, though.
Okay.
But so unfortunately, you can't have a groupie jumping in there. But
yeah, much difference from the first one. I mean, I know you've got the whole strapping two weapons together. I think that's That's a new thing, isn't it?
Yeah. They've added some new mechanics in there, like say the weaponry, which looks quite good, and how they interact with the zombies.
Yeah, you can go into a sex shop and pick up a lady's toy and beat someone around the head with it. I know you can do that.
Excellent. But well, yeah. So I think the rest of the TSUP crew are getting that as well. So we're going to be busy at the weekend, I think.
Yeah, I'm on the edge. Well, actually, thinking about it, we've had a bit of a major disaster with our boiler breaking down today.
Ooh.
So I think that's going to be best part of $3,000 or $4,000 to sort out. So possibly not this week. Maybe next week if I payday before I can spend out some money on games. But But I don't know. Yeah, I'm kind of on the edge with it. It's been getting reasonably good reviews, isn't it? Or previews, I should say.
It has, and what with the K-Zero coming out on the Xbox, everyone's saying how good that is, just to give you a little teaser for the game. So I think, yeah, it's got some good expectations and, like I say, some good reviews, so should be one to watch for, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, and the other game coming out this Friday is the F1
2010. Oh.
Looking forward to this one?
I've played it. It's brilliant. I went to a car show. I'm into modified cars.
Okay.
Went to a car show at Stone two weeks. Walking, enjoying the cars and doing all the car things. And I just happened upon this. They turned the pits at Silverstone into like shops selling modified car parts. And I was walking around looking, walked into one, and I just saw a big PlayStation sign at the door. And I thought, have a look in here, see what's going on in here. And what it was, the big thing that they were advertising there was a quad bike game called Nailed. I don't know if you've seen any adverts for that.
Yeah, rings a bell, actually, yeah.
Well, I mean, the game looks terrible. I mean, it's not. I played it. It was awful. I mean, wasn't interested in that at all. But they had some Xboxes, and they had some. I think it was an Xbox-only game, actually. I'm not sure if it's on the PS3. I'm not sure. I played it on the Xbox. They had loads of consoles set up with 32-inch screens, I guess, and you could play Nailed. And they were advertising it at the show all day long, doing it over the Tannoy announcement. And they even had some, you know, real-life quad bikes outside doing stunts. And they broke a speed record for a quad bike for the Guinness Book of Records outside.
Nice.
So they were doing it to advertise it. Everyone was going flocking over to this Nailed game to look at it. And I couldn't understand why there were loads more consoles around the corner. And I'd look around the corner, and they had maybe 10 PlayStation 3s set up for Formula 1 2010, fully playable. And they had two sit-down Gran Turismo 5 terminal things, like, you know, like big ball things that you could sit inside with Logitech steering wheels and play them.
Nice.
Well, I got to play both. I got to play Gran Turismo 5 for half an hour, and I played F1 for, probably about half an hour as well. And I've got to say, F1 was fantastic. And I didn't actually think that was out till next week. If that's out this Friday, I think I'm going to have to get this Friday. It looked amazing. I was looking at the weather on it. And the weather effects were fantastic. It was, I've never seen anything like it. The water bouncing off the track and the reflections from the puddles, and the way that the rain seemed kind of random as opposed to just coming straight down. It was fantastic. It really was amazing. So yeah, I think I might have to pick that up. If that's this Friday, I think I'm going to have to pick it up Friday.
Yeah.
But Dead Rising 2 might have to wait.
Okay. Well, I mean,
intrigued by it.
What's that, the F1?
Yeah.
I mean, I knew it was coming up, as it normally is around this time of year. I haven't picked an F1 game up for ages, but this one, the screenshots I'd seen, it caught my eye. It did look quite stunning.
It looks amazing. I mean, it played amazing. I mean, I didn't play it with a steering wheel. I played it with a joystick, with a joypad.
Yeah.
It played really well. It was kind of it's obviously like a real simulator, but it wasn't. I've played previous F1 games, and they've been quite real to a point where they're almost no fun to play. It's almost too much like the real F1, which is a little bit boring, if I'm brutally honest.
Yeah.
But it seemed a little bit more, I don't want to say arcadey, but it did feel a little bit more arcadey, if you see what I mean. It was.
So you always feel those sort of Formula One games, they have to get that feel of speed absolutely right.
Mm.
You have to feel like you're doing 200 plus down a road.
You do. You're so low to the ground. As I say, the graphics and the road textures. I'm going to talk about GT5 in a bit, but the visually, I don't know. Do I say it or do I dare say it? Visually, F1 to me possibly had the edge over GT5 from what I saw.
Ooh, see, boom! There you have it.
Big statement.
Okay. Well, okay. So I might have to. I don't know if I'll pick it up or if I'll stick it at the top of my rental list. Mm. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway. Moving on. So that was the main PS3 releases for this week, anyway. And then we got what was released on the PSN store. Now, if you didn't buy a Move, there actually wasn't a lot for you on the store last week.
There was a lot of Move content, yeah.
There was a hell of a lot. I mean, just to quickly go through the Move demos, there was the Heavy Rain, Echo Chrome 2, Beat Sketcher, Sports Champions, Kung Fu Rider, Start the Party, The Shoots, TV Superstars, Racket Sports.
Yeah, I mean, I can sum all that lot up in one word, really.
Yeah?
Yeah, shit.
Okay.
I mean, I want to play Heavy Rain, and I will get around to playing Heavy Rain at some point in time.
Yeah.
Am I going to get more enjoyment playing it with a controller, with a Move controller over a normal controller? Possibly. It opens up the whole debate about Move, really, doesn't it? I mean, for me, I'd have to rearrange my living room to use it. I'd have to buy a camera. I'd have to buy a Move controller. I'd no doubt have to end up buying one of those little Navi controllers because I don't want to hold half a controller. I've then got, you know, if I was playing a game with my son, I've then got to buy another controller, another little Navi hand controller thing. And I'll have to dance around the place like a Wally when I could, my gaming time is my relaxing time. I like to sit down, have the controller and play and feel like I'm having control over it. I know it's supposed to be true one-to-one. I don't know, maybe I'll go into a store and try it. Maybe I'll change my mind, but none of the games, especially, you know, the list you've just given me there,
yep.
Nothing's jumping out and grabbing me and saying, go to the store and buy me, you know.
I think you've got exactly the same as me. Everything you just said, my front row would have to be rearranged. I've got the camera, and that's why I thought, well, maybe I'll just pick up a controller. But then you got to pick up a game, and then I'm like, well, what game do I get? I mean, out of that list, I mean, Kung Fu Rider sounds quite funny, but then it's probably only funny for the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You
got the sport gamer?
Sports Champions.
Sports Champions. I mean, high def Wii Sports, isn't it? Basically,
yeah.
I mean, it looks pretty good. You play it for a bit. You play it with friends, but again, with the wind back a year or two, and you know, you'd be around friends' house playing Wii Sports.
Yep.
They'd have 2, 3, 4 controllers so everyone could play it at the same time. It'd be great fun.
Yep.
But to do that now, you'd have to go out and buy, you know, all the controllers, a lot of money. Something that I think, you know, 2 or 3 sign, you'll get bored and just leave them in a drawer somewhere. I don't know, I just can't get my head around it at the minute. I don't think it's the future. I've changed my mind. I think it might sell. I thought it was going to be a complete disaster in terms of sales. I think that might change. I think it could actually sell okay now. I think it could sell reasonably. Especially with Christmas coming up, and there seems to be quite a lot of emphasis. If you walk around the stores, you know, if you walk in game, they've all got big features on it at the back and, you know, demos set up and everything. And I think it could sell okay, maybe better than Sony themselves expect, but
yeah,
not for me.
So I think, like what you said about the, I don't know, you get friends round and you'll play it, like on the Wii. That's one of their big selling points. It's evolved around party play. Mm. I suppose one of the downfalls with the Move is you're limited to two players.
Mm.
That's so you can have, I don't know, okay, sports champions, you take your turns anyway. There's not probably going to be many games where there's four of you at the same time. Well, not that you can anyway, but I think they're slightly limited, and maybe that's why they're going towards these SOCOM and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know he's already got the iToy camera. So for him, he went out and bought a controller, and for him, it was like $50 or £30 for us, wasn't it, or something like that.
Yep.
For the actual Move controller to get any, you know, he's a diehard Mag fan, so he can play Mag with it and see what it's like. I think I play a lot of Battlefield, so if I had the camera and they were introducing Battlefield Move support, yeah, I think I'd go out and get a controller just to see what it was like. I think I would in a similar situation, but there's nothing that's grabbing me game-wise at the moment. There's many other games that I'd want to play before even thinking about playing a Move title. The only game that I'm interested in that's got Move support is Heavy Rain. And I'm, you know, it was, everyone said it was a great game with the regular controller. So, you know, it's a lot of money to fork out. I don't know. Maybe if more games come out, possibly, but I really, at this moment in time, I can't see me ever getting it at this moment in time.
No, I say I nearly picked it up, but more so because I've got like a £50 voucher sitting in my wallet. I'm like, I could just use that. It hasn't really cost me anything, but I don't know. At the same time, I don't want to waste £50 and then get home and go.
Think about November. Think about all the games coming out in November.
Well, yeah, that's the point, I suppose.
It's going to be an expensive month, November.
Very expensive, yes. Also on the store, just to quickly fly through them, there was Tumble, which also was Move controller, although not listed here under the Move demos. Flight Control HD, Space Invaders Infinity Gene, My Aquarium. there's the Monkey Island Special Edition Bundle, Enslaved Demo, FIFA 11 Demo, Pro Evolution Soccer 2011 Demo, and NBA 2011 Demo. So a lot of sports demos in there.
Yeah.
Out of that list, my recommendation would be the Monkey Island Special Edition Bundle.
Yeah, I mean, I played the demo of Monkey Island. It wasn't for me. I think Murray's a fan of Monkey Island, isn't he, as well?
Yes, yeah.
It's not my style of game. Are you going to be purchasing it?
I've already got them anyway. I bought them.
Okay.
Well, actually, I've game shared them.
Yeah. I mean, I've got the FIFA and the PES downloaded, ready to play. I can pretty much guarantee that FIFA's going to be the one to get anyway, but before even playing them. But... you know, I feel as if I should give both of them a fair go.
Yeah, well, I've done the same. I've downloaded them, but I haven't actually given them a go yet.
Yeah.
But I think, like you say, FIFA's probably already going to be... I think everyone tends to swerve towards FIFA anyway, so...
Yeah, certainly the last few years. I think PES is probably 2 or 3 years away from, you know, even maybe even catching up with where FIFA is at now. I think they just rested on their laurels, didn't they? And FIFA overtook them, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. My problem is all my friends play PES, inferior game, so I kind of feel compelled to get it.
Yeah,
and I got the last PES. Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it, but then I didn't play the last FIFA that much. I only played it around friends' houses, so
okay.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm trying to convince them to get FIFA this year, but I've got to go for the majority, really. So I don't want to be the only one who's playing PES, who's playing FIFA, if all my friends are playing.
The Space Invaders Infinity Gene demo that was available to download, I didn't download it, but I spoke to Bod. I know he did download it, and he told me not to bother. He was hoping for a bit of nostalgia, sort of classic Space Invaders. He said it wasn't good at all.
I saw the description of it. It didn't grab me.
No.
It's like, you know, they can constantly release Frogger. I'm still not going to buy it. You know, some games were never good and never will be good. And you know, yeah.
Okay.
Radical with it, I think.
Yep. Okay, well, that was the PSN releases for September 15th. Okay. Now we can move on to actually what we've been playing. So have you got much time playing this week, or...?
Well, I've played a bit. What have I played? I've just turned my controller on. It's timed out. Well, first, Battlefield Bad Company 2. As always, the mainstay of all PlayStation gaming.
Yeah, I see you sent me a few invites, but...
Yeah, I sent them out. I've been playing with a couple of guys who I met through friends of UK people from the PlayStation show, actually.
Okay.
So I've been playing with a couple of guys there, a couple of Brummies, whose regional accent has fast become my favourite accent. Some of the phrases they come out with makes me laugh. It's, you know, it used to be the Welsh accent, which made me giggle, but now it's now the Brummie accent. So I've been playing a bit from them. It's taken forever and a day to level up. It is getting so frustrating to level up.
Have you got much further? Because I think you was around, I can't remember, 35, 36?
34. I think I'm up to 36 now. I think I'm up to 36 or just about to hit 36. They're like 200,000 points between... each level. I mean, that game is screaming out for a like a double XP weekend or something, or more awards or info or something. Because once you've got all the insignia, you can't obtain them again, and then you're purely relying upon round score and gold and platinum trophies. But again, once you get platinum trophies, you can't earn any more points for that particular weapon.
Yeah.
And you know, looking at the stats, the guys spend 500-600 hours to get to level 50. I'm determined to do it, but you know, can't see any major improvements coming on until the Vietnam pack.
Okay, so they've never done anything like a double XP, have they?
No, never.
I see I think you said they're screaming out for a double XP. I think.
But then, did Modern Warfare, did that have a double XP double XP weekend on PS3? Because I know that it has done on the Xbox.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. Yeah.
I know it's had several on the Xbox. And, you know, friends of mine, they've said, oh, it's been a double XP weekend for Modern Warfare, especially like with the map pack releases and things. But Battlefield have never done it. They've never.
I wonder why they've taken. I don't know if that's a stance they've taken or.
Yeah, maybe.
Sort of not. I don't know. But,
it does take a lot. I mean, I'm 170 odd hours into the game now, and I'm still at level 35, 36 or something.
Yep.
A lot of time to play. So, I mean, I've been playing a bit of that. What else have I been playing? I've downloaded quite a lot of stuff from PlayStation Plus, but I've not got around to playing yet.
Okay.
Obviously played F1 2010, yep. Played Gran Turismo 5, which was awesome, absolutely awesome. I had about 15, they had two demo units set up, I played about 15 minutes on each.
Yep.
The first one I played on the Rome circuit in a red Audi TT. But the demos were really kind of locked down. So it was the third person view of the car. You couldn't change the views. You could literally accelerate and decelerate and steer. And that was about it. You couldn't do anything other than drive. This particular map that I was driving had the lines around the track. So it had the lines following the racing line. And it was green for accelerate, I think it was, and all blue for accelerate and red for stop, and then dashed for kind of coasting, and you know, it marked all the apexes of the curves and everything. That seemed quite slow because I think it was one of the entry level cars. You know, Audi TTs, they're not slow cars, but in the grand scheme of things in Gran Turismo, I guess they're deemed as an entry level car. And it was, you know, I was getting up to about 110 miles an hour or something or other. But that, it seemed quite slow. That was interesting to play. I mean, that's obviously, you know, they've obviously got it set up to show this racing line thing so people can try to learn to play it.
Yep.
Unfortunately, on that particular console, I think the brake pedal was broken, so it wasn't braking too well.
Ah.
Quite difficult to control. The other terminal that I played on had, it was a first person, sort of inside the cockpit sort of view, of an unknown car. Again, you couldn't change the views, so I didn't actually know what car I was driving, but it was a much faster car.
Okay.
And that was around the Nürburgring. And that was awesome. That was, yeah, that was really good. I did two laps of that. Very, very detailed. I spun the car a few times, you know, just on purpose, obviously, just to check it out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When you spun the car, you could see the dust kick up from the back. Very authentic and, yeah, very impressed with Gran Turismo 5. What else have I played? I've played a few demos. I played the Vanquish demo. Didn't know what to make of that at first, but yeah, that was interesting. I got to, did you play the Vanquish demo?
I did, yeah. We spoke about it last week, but see, Bod and Murray liked it. I just wasn't too sure. See, they loved the sliding around.
I did, yeah.
It was, see, I didn't get it. I was like, I'm just sliding around. It's like, I don't know. Maybe I missed a point, or maybe I missed it. It just felt a bit stupid sliding around.
Yeah, no, I did that. I got to the big ender level boss guy, and I think you had to shoot his legs and then shoot his arms and aim for the orb in the middle.
Yeah,
and I think it got me right at the end. I didn't play it anymore after that.
Yeah.
What else was there? Another demo I played.
Quantum Theory. Did you avoid that?
No, I didn't see that. I didn't. These were demo. I think they downloaded automatically for me.
Oh, well, okay. Well, you haven't missed much with Quantum Theory, so.
Oh, okay. I think that's about it for me, really. I'm very boring. I've just been playing Battlefield. You know, we're in that kind of lull period before new games come out. And I'm just pleased I've got a game like Battlefield to keep me going, if you see what I mean. So
yep,
that is my daily grind, is, you know, hop on Battlefield. I don't think the disc's left the PlayStation in about 3 months. Oh, a bit of DJ Hero as well.
Oh, nice.
How about yourself? What have you been playing?
Actually, mine's going to be fairly short because I haven't played that much. As many of you know, I started off playing Resident Evil 5 with Bod, going through that on co-op. We've now completed our first run through, which was only on amateur. But I'll tell you what, it's a good game, and I picked it up a while ago, never really got into it. But after playing it through with Bod, actually, it's a really good game. And I'm actually quite looking forward to going through it again. We've kicked it up the level to veteran, and we're going to try and go through on that.
I'm assuming there's trophies for the veteran level.
There is, yeah, for each level. So once you've unlocked veteran, I think there's another level. Once you've completed on veteran, it unlocks professional or something like that, which is even harder. But I mean, as you go through, I mean, I completed the first run through, and now I've got the ability to unlock infinite ammo for certain gun, which is the Magnum, which is a very nice, powerful gun. So now on our second playthrough, we've both got infinite ammos on our Magnums. He's got infinite rocket launcher, so I doubt we'll have any trouble getting through it. But it's nice that everything carries on over into your next playthrough.
Mm.
I can't stand these games where you'll finish a game, start again, and you start from scratch. So you've put all that effort in. So yeah, they sort of praise you for completing it. And so, okay, we're going for our second playthrough for that. So, apart from that, nothing else apart from a little bit of Worms 2. I picked that up. I'm just playing through the missions on that. I'm up to now mission 29 out of 36.
Have you played? You can play online competitive with that.
You can, yes.
Have you tried that yet?
No, we haven't yet.
Because I quite like the look of that. I used to play Worms on the, well, I think it must have been on the, God, a long time ago. Super Nintendo maybe or something, I can't remember, a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I quite enjoyed Worms, you know, it was like the next step on from Lemmings kind of thing, wasn't it? It was, I thought about picking that up. I was quite tempted. And the reason why I was tempted, sorry to interrupt.
That's all right.
I've had a success. I've had a victory over Sony.
Oh, okay, interesting.
I 2 months ago, I purchased high stakes poker on the Vegas Strip.
Yep.
Purely so I could play online against the Americans who listen to the PlayStation Show.
Yep.
On community game night, everyone loved playing it. I thought, great, I'll get this. Got it, tried to get into a game, and it soon became apparent that you could only play, it was region locked, so you could only play against Europeans, and Americans could only play against Americans. Why, I don't know, it's ridiculous. You're on the same network, you're on the same PlayStation network. So I sent a letter of complaint in to Sony. I got a reply back. I had to phone them up to confirm some security details. Queue two or three emails backwards and forwards, and I got a refund. They reho.
Okay.
I believe it's quite hard to achieve, and I was going to use that money to buy Worms too. So that's why I mentioned it. But yeah, I'm tempted with Worms too. I think I might give that a bash.
Okay. I've got the first Worms on PSN as well. I've played that online with the other guys, and it is fun. It's I don't know, there's just something about blowing the crap out of other people's worms, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So Worms 2 is, I mean, the graphics haven't improved greatly, but then it's Worms.
It's never been a graphical game, though, as it is.
Well, exactly. They tried to change it to 3D, and I don't think that ever really worked.
Yeah.
So they obviously went back to basics, improved this Worms 2. Difference between the first one and the second one, you can just customize your worms a bit more, give them hats and more voices. But it's Worms at the end of the day. It's fun. And if you've got four of you playing online at the same time, you're bound to have some giggles.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's possibly worth picking up.
Yeah, I might pick that up.
Okay. But that is it for me. I haven't really played much else. So whenever me and Pod have been at the same time, it's been Resident Evil. So that is it.
Did you download the NHL 11 demo?
I didn't know.
I did. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not great.
Did you try the rape button?
It's not a good game. if you're into ice hockey, it's probably a great game. But, okay. Avoid.
Avoid, thanks. Okay. Normally we're going to break, but are we going to carry straight on?
Or... Why not, dude? Yeah, I'm good to go.
Yeah, okay. We'll go straight on then. Which would be...
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, gaming news then. First, I want to bring it up, so you mentioned a little bit about Gran Turismo earlier. They've now obviously released a lot of videos showing the weather effects. Now, did you see any of that in the demos you played?
No, absolutely not. They were very locked down demos. Specifically showing you. I mean, one of them, you couldn't even see what car you was driving, you know. Yeah. And the people there wouldn't talk about it. They only let me stay on to play a little bit longer because I mentioned I was a journalist for the PlayStation Show. Flash the old, do you know who I am? And they let me play for a bit longer. Yeah. Very locked down. And they were specifically showing you two tracks, you know, the outside of one car and the inside of another. So I didn't see the weather effects firsthand. Seen them on the video, looked pretty good.
Does I think like what you mentioned about F1 earlier, there's that one screenshot where you see the road basically empty, slightly rainy, and the reflections and the puddles in the, on the road just look stunning. Mm. You can just imagine driving up that road, and I mean, obviously, and some of the effects of when you're in the actually in the cockpit and the so in the video it shows where it comes out of a tunnel. Did you see that?
Yeah.
And it's absolutely chucking it down the other end of the tunnel, and the dynamic weather effects they've added, I think it's just a nice little touch, and they just seem to be keep adding and adding to this game.
Well, I don't know. I think this is stuff that they've had back, you know, they've had for a long time, and they're gradually drip feeding us now before release date, because this has got to be, it has to be the most exceptional driving game of all time when it comes out, or otherwise it will be deemed a massive failure. It's been so long in the making.
Yep.
They must have. I think they've had it all along, and they're just drip feeding bits and pieces now up to the release date to get the hype going. Now, you know, now we're close to release. Yeah. So I always expected the weather to be good, and it doesn't look like it's going to disappoint.
No, I think, like you say, yeah, if they are drip feeding it, then, well, I mean, what I'm seeing at the moment is just whetting my appetite. So they're doing a good job.
I'm more interested to find out more about the online side of things. I know I read somewhere about you have some type of garage where you invite your, which I suppose is like the lobby.
Yep.
Talk about your cars and modifications, swap bits over from car to car, and display your cars in your garage for your friends to see before then deciding upon a race. Well, I don't know if that was just talk or if that actually is going to be in the game. I don't know. I'm really interested to find out more about the online side of things, because obviously since the last Gran Turismo, you know, GT5 Prologue excluded, since Prologue,
yep.
We've obviously had online. It's become a large part of console gaming. So I think that is going to be, you know, very interesting to see how that works out. And that could make or break it as well. So I'm very interested to find out more about that side of things.
Okay. They also showed a video of the X1 prototype car, which looks quite sweet. I don't know if it's actually based on a proper car, if there is actually an X1 prototype.
Is it the Fiat X1? It's like an angular type car.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a Fiat X1, yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
X1. Oh, yeah, I've seen a couple of them in the flesh in real life at car shows. Really, is it like green and white?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a lime froggy type green.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. It's like the traditional colours for the car, yeah. Yeah, no, it is based on a real car, yeah.
Cool, okay. What else we got here? There's been the Fallout New Vegas Dev Diary. They're basically talking about... I think they're trying to get a point across here where there was a lot of talk going around online about Fallout New Vegas not really having much story, and it's just could have been done as DLC. Now, I think that they released this dev diary to basically show that there is going to be a full-featured story in this game. Apparently, according to the video, it starts off with an attempted homicide. So I don't know. I mean, I've still got to play through Fallout 3, so I'm in no rush to pick up Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah, I'm a Fallout virgin, so... I know B. Smith was expressing some concerns about Fallout New Vegas, as of quite some others, so I'll wait and see what happens with it first, I think, before seeing if it's for me or not.
Okay. Next, we have the Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, the beta detailed.
We need just to interrupt there. We need to have a word with Murray, because Murray's been referring it to it as the beta.
The beta.
And you've correctly referred to it as the beta.
It is the beta.
It is the beta. So we need to have a word with Murray. It is beta, not beta.
Okay. Yes. Anyway, I think from what I can gather, part of the beta that they're going to give you options. You can play as the corrupt doctor or the deceptive courtesan. Okay. I mean, I don't think I'm likely to get in this beta, and I don't know how you get into it, but it seems that they're giving you the options to play around with some of the characters. So Okay. I mean, if you're interested in that, keep an eye out for it. And
is it for pre-order, I guess, then?
I think it is, yeah. When you pre-ordered, it's you get access to the beta, so.
Well, you know, this is... I don't know if you've done this before, but I got a load of beta codes for Medal of Honor from Game.
Okay.
And the way to do it is you just go into the store and say, I want to pre-order it. If you do it online, you've got to pay for the game. If you go into the game store and pre-order it on your game card, they give you the code there and then with no obligation to buy it.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So just pick up a few.
Yeah, I thought I want to pre-order 4 copies, please. It looks strange. And, yeah, just dish them out to people. Because I think in America, I think they have to obviously pay for it up front to get the code.
Yeah.
But yeah, you just go in and say, I want to pre-order it, and then come release day, I know I'm going to get 4 texts saying your copy's ready to pick up. Hey-ho, not my problem. Having a flawed system.
Yep. Yeah, there's a loophole in everything.
Yeah.
Moving on to... See, I'm never sure if I pronounce this right. Is it Dwazex or Dusex?
I'd say Dusex.
Dusex. So I always used to call it Dwazex, but...
Dusex is in 2, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. So Dusex.
Okay. I don't know, I could be wrong.
Anyway, they released a trailer. Well, basically showing off some of the graphics, I think, and it looks quite pleasant, quite easy on the eye, so... It's nice. I don't know if you're interested in that or.
I've not seen it, to be honest, so okay. I will withhold comment.
Okay. Well, I mean, I played one of the Dusex on PC many, many years ago. It was quite good. I suppose it's probably a bit like. Say, because Alpha Protocol, maybe, but not so much the stealthiness, but. You basically get the talk options and whatever you choose reflects on your story. But it's also obviously a first person shooter, but I say it was all right. But I played it many, many years ago and I say it looks nice, but I don't know. I don't know if I'll pick it up or if I'm that interested. It's not for my taking, I don't think. And then we've got Bioshock Infinite gameplay. I don't know if you could manage to get around to watching this or.
No, I haven't. No, I'm terrible, aren't I? Awful. I've not had a lot of time lately. It's my, 6 weeks of newborn baby is taking its toll, I'm afraid. So,
yeah,
not had much of a chance to have a look round.
Okay. Well, again, I think this is one of those where they're just showing off how nice the surroundings look and.
So is this DLC or a brand new Bioshock game?
Bioshock Infinite is a brand new game. It's the next instalment in the Bioshock series. So,
it doesn't seem that long ago since the last Bioshock came out.
It doesn't, no. I think that's because there was a couple of years before 1 and 2. And now this is probably by the time this comes out, I probably think it's going to be about 18 months.
So it's not going to be... It's going to be the same engine and everything, isn't it? It's just going to be a new story, I guess.
Yes, a new story. They've taken it away from being under the sea to being up in the clouds. So, I don't know. And the video looks quite interesting. It looked quite dark and gloomy in some places, but it's also got that cartoony, colourful look in other places. So, well, I picked up Bioshock 2. I'll probably pick this up, but... We know nothing about release dates yet, so I think it's still another, I don't know, end of 2011, I reckon, for this game. That's it for the main bit of news. Have you got anything you want to add?
A couple of bits and pieces.
Okay.
Going back to Battlefield, the Vietnam DLC pack, which I guess we're looking at. Well, they're saying late this year, aren't they? So I guess, October, November, December, something like that, I guess.
Yep.
They've released the multiplayer video, which looks awesome. We've got 4 new maps, 6 new vehicles, and I think it's 15 new weapons. We've got some confirmed and semi-confirmed and non-confirmed weapons, but confirmed definitely is the Huey. The UH-1 Huey helicopter looks amazing.
Yep.
Got AK-47, the XM-22, M-79, T-55, M-48 Patton, TT-33, PPSH, and MG-42, mounted gun, I guess. Have you seen the multiplayer video?
No, I haven't actually.
It's I think it was released a couple of days ago. I couldn't find it. There was a link on the main PlayStation Show website, but the video wouldn't open, so I just did a search on YouTube and someone had uploaded it to YouTube. So okay. That's 7 or 8 minutes long. And it's one of the developers talking about, I tell you, he talks a good game. He talks as if Battlefield's the best game ever made. he really does talk a good game. But they showed you a couple of the maps. Much the same. It literally looks like a four map pack coming out. New weapons, and there didn't look like there was much else. No new game modes or anything by the looks of it.
No, right, okay.
Price is going to be a big thing for it, I think, when it comes out. There's nothing confirmed yet, I don't think.
I mean, what price would this have to be for you to consider this to be a good deal?
I will buy it no matter what the cost.
You're going to buy it? Okay.
But okay. I think they've fobbed us off a little bit with the VIP code business and essentially having all the content on the disc from day one, and then every now and again releasing new modes for new maps. I think it's been like a little drip feed of giving you what you've already owned, which I feel has been a bit of a con.
Yeah.
The Onslaught pack, I think, was overpriced for what it was, really. I played the Onslaught a couple of times, got the trophies, and I've not played it since.
Yeah.
I think this is probably going to be, I reckon it's going to be around the 15 quid mark.
See, that's why I was hoping it wasn't going to beat up that end.
I think it will. I'm going to say 15 quid is my best guess. I think they could get greedy and bump it up to 20 quid. But I think 15 quid, I think 10 to 15 most likely, and I'd say 15, pushing towards 15.
Right.
It'd be interesting to see when they release it, because obviously we've got Black Ops coming out in November.
Yep.
Are they going to release it before? Are they going to release it after?
Because obviously there's also Medal of Honor in October, isn't there? So
that's right. So is it going to, when are they going to release it? That's the thing.
Smack bang in the middle.
Well, they're not going to want it to impact on sales for Medal of Honor, so I see it coming out later than that. But then they don't want to go towards Christmas, because it's not a Christmas present, is it? It's downloadable content.
Yeah.
So are they hoping that people are going to get PSN cards for Christmas presents? I don't know. I don't know when it's going to come out. Do you think you might go for this?
I love Battlefield. It's probably, I played it a hell of a lot more than I did Call of Duty. I'm interested. I just think they need to price it right. Otherwise, I think they're going to miss out on
what would you pay for it?
So what we're talking, new guns, new weapons, new guns, new maps, and new vehicles. I'd probably pay around a tenner for it.
Yeah, I mean, me personally, because of how much I play Battlefield, four new maps has literally got me jizzing my pants. Four new maps. I think I'd pay 40 quid for four new maps. That's how much I'm into Battlefield,
Yeah.
But everyone's not going to do that. That's not going to be the price that everyone's going to pay. And at the end of the day, it's only four new maps. But for an avid Battlefield fan, four maps is, that's fantastic. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think it's going to be 10 to 15 quid. I'm pretty sure that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there was talk in America of it being, $40, which is, 20, 25 quid our money, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they're priced themselves out of the market then.
I don't think it'll be that high.
No.
Um, you know, I think if they were introducing new game modes or, you know, 8 maps or something, but it's not, it's 4 maps. And you know, there was a lot of backlash with when they released the, what was the map pack they called for Modern Warfare 2? What did they call it? Not the Resurgence. What did they call it? It was something like the refresher. I can't think what the word was they called for it, but that was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yes.
And a lot of people moaned about it, but a lot of people bought it.
They got away with it, so...
They did, and I don't know, if they go down the same route, they might not, because obviously Battlefield's not had the uptake that Modern Warfare had. So I don't know, they've got to be careful. Got to be careful. I'd like to see it like £12.50 or something, you know, £13 or something like that, but yeah. I think it'll be 15. But so yeah, there's Vietnam. That's not dwelling it too much. I don't know too much about it yet, but for all UK listeners, we've got some PlayStation Network maintenance scheduled for tomorrow. Tuesday, the 21st of September, 4:00 p.m. until 2 a.m. on Wednesday, the 22nd of September. So by the time you hear this,
it'll have been done.
No, you've not had any playback access for the last 24 hours.
Yep.
They're doing some. Yeah, they're going to take the store down, account management and registration. But what they're saying is, if you leave your PlayStation online and connected, you will stay connected throughout.
All right, okay.
Okay, so, yeah, 3:30 tomorrow, log in and keep it logged in if you want to carry on playing tomorrow night.
Yep.
what else have we got? Blah, 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 blah. Have you seen any more in Little Big Planet 2 at all?
I keep seeing the odd videos of certain things made in Little Big Planet. But not, I don't think anything fairly recent.
Yeah, no, I've not seen anything for a while. Nothing new recently. They're saying, 11th of December, that's going to be out now, I think. It's the latest release date.
Yeah.
What else have we got? PS Jailbreak. Well, we've just had 3.42 software update, didn't we?
Yep.
Which stopped the PS Jailbreak from working. But PS Jailbreak are about to release an update for the official PS Jailbreak, which will get it back working again.
Yep.
Have you read anything about PS Groove?
I mean, I think I follow someone on Twitter, so I get a few updates, because I know they've just done this... where you can force firmware back onto the system.
Yeah, well, you can. PS Groove is basically, you know, someone's taken the PS Jailbreak and I guess they've opened it up and taken all the code off and whatnot, or whether the code was released available for everyone. And you can download it onto some little programmable development USB boards.
Yeah.
So, which are quite cheap, and you can program it. You know, it's really easy to program
it. It's even easier that now. Have you seen some of the equipment they're using?
An 8090 USB key or a Teensy Plus USB development board.
Well, I've seen videos of people using PSPs, calculators, iPhones, iPods, to basically, if it's got a USB connection, you can flash like your iPhone.
Well, I mean, I think this is going to start turning into a bit of a problem, because where they've successfully stopped this Australian Osmod chips or whatever from selling it, this PS Groove, the open source stuff, is kicking about. And like you say, it sounds pretty easy to do. I think they've overcome 3.42, which, I mean, if I was head of the security team at Sony, I wouldn't have just put a patch in to stop the current version from working. I'd have done something to stop any future versions of working. They obviously know the exploit and have worked out how to patch it. But obviously, these devices, you can work around a Sony update. So whether that means we're going to get, you know, weekly weekly firmware updates to cancel out the current versions or not. I mean, it's going to get to a point where Sony are going to get so peed off from doing it, and they think they're going to lose so much money from doing it.
Yep.
They're going to be forced to bring forward the PlayStation 4, which I don't think is a good move for anyone at the moment.
Well, I think future versions of PS3, probably from this point, that will stop completely with regards to booting up into dev mode. I don't know if you heard me mention it before, because even though they can stop this certain program running on certain firmwares, they're never going to be able to stop booting up into dev mode using USB, because that's built into the hardware, to the motherboard.
I mean, the biggest thing for me is that I know I've heard another podcast when reviewers have had review code and stuff, and they've been playing games. They've not been able to get trophies for them when they've been playing with dev code.
Yep.
So I wonder if Sony are aware of PS3s in dev mode that are on the PlayStation Network. I wonder if they'll be able to stop people connecting to the PlayStation Network with a PS3 if they're using these.
Oh yeah, without doubt, I think they'll be able to do that. They'll be able to see what app or program you're running. Obviously, like much like now, if we're running a game or we're in Video Zone, you know that person's in it because it says across under their name. So I'm sure Sony are able to tell if you're connected to the network what you're running on your system. So I think they can block that, but I say they just won't be able to ever block the using the actual USB device to boot into dev mode.
Yeah, for me, I've always been pro piracy. It's terrible, really, to admit it, but I've always been pro piracy until, you know, the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
I just think with the PS3. I just think it's bad news for all of us if it gets cracked. I don't see it being a good thing. You know, I just see it as them being a way to. I see it leading to bad things. I mean, they're getting so advanced now that, you know, I was reading about, you know, one guy changed. He was changing the menu options on the cross media bar, and you know, they're getting really involved with it now.
Yeah.
You know, they're still quite expensive. The official PS jailbreak ones, I think, about £90 now delivered.
Yeah.
But it's to cost of two games, isn't it?
Well, it is. But then it's looking like you say before. It's looking like you don't actually need to pay that anymore.
Yeah.
Because you can use any device that's got a USB port laying around, chuck on this PS Groove, and you've got pretty much the same access.
Yeah. I mean, I like the idea. I like the idea of being able to put games, load them onto the PS3, and run them from the PS3 without having to get the discs out. I like that. I like, like Gran Turismo 5, they're saying that when it comes out, you're going to have the option to install 10 gig of it on the PS3 to make it run quicker and loading times quicker and whatnot.
Yeah.
I like that idea, but it's open to piracy, and, you know, that's obviously why they've not done it. But, I just don't see it going away quickly. I think Sony maybe thought they'd be able to stop it, but I don't think they're going to. I think it's just going to
I think it's here to stay.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is.
But I think, like you said, I'm hoping it doesn't lead to Sony releasing a new update every week just to try and keep on top of it. Because if I have to update my system every week,
yeah,
that's going to be a pain in the arse.
Oh, it is. And what annoys me even more is that I'm paying for PlayStation Plus, which should, in theory, download the updates for me.
Yep.
And then tell me that there's a new version ready to install and install it. It doesn't do it. It doesn't work. It's broken. So, you know, I feel a bit chuffed off about that. So it's annoying. You sit down to play a game.
Yep.
You turn the PlayStation on, software update. You go to play the game. Oh, it's a game update. And you can spend 10, 15 minutes before you even get around to playing it. And if you've only got half an hour to play, that's a lot of your game time just gone there and then.
It is.
A little bit annoying. So, I think that's a bit of a shame. I never thought I'd say that about piracy, but...
I think I'm saying I'm intrigued by it, and some of the stuff they're doing I think's amazing.
Mm.
I don't plan on doing it because I love playing online with my PlayStation now, and I'm not going to risk that chance of not being able to.
Well, imagine if they locked your account out with all your trophies.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be devastating.
I'd have a breakdown.
Yeah. Okay. So, PlayStation Plus content for this month.
Okay.
Sam and Max, Devil's Playground, the entire season. I've got all five of them.
Nice.
Not played a single one of them yet, but I've heard good things about it. I think they're starting to... The PlayStation Plus is starting to get interesting now. Again, for the likes of me, who haven't got a back catalogue, but I thought that was quite a nice little freebie, that one.
Yeah, no, it's good. I mean, I've played the first three episodes of that. I've still got the last two to do, but they're good games, and the fact that you've got it for free, it makes it even better.
Yeah, I mean, the rest of the stuff out this month, not that interesting. Although I did get a quite nice fish tank theme, which has turned my PlayStation into an aquarium. Very nice. And as you move left and right, the little fish follows the cross media bar. So there's that. Nothing else really of any interesting. And talking of PlayStation Plus... PlayStation Plus subscribers are to get an early access to Castlevania Lords of Shadow demo this week, announced today apparently. Hopefully that'll come along this week. And the main character, I didn't realise, is voiced by Robert Carlyle of Trainspotting fame.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That'll
be interesting. Release date, North America, October 5th. Europe has always shafted October the 7th.
Okay. But then I've got a question about that, because I was listening to another podcast the other day. Can't remember which one it was, but they were saying about how some of the terms for the PlayStation Plus had changed from a free, where it used to say you'd get a free game and a mini every month.
Yeah.
They changed it to a free game or a mini.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they also changed the, with regards to the beta access, it says, instead of saying PlayStation Plus users will get beta access, it now says some of the PlayStation Plus users will get beta access.
Okay, that's interesting, because I had a couple of emails for PSP demos, which said that I was a valued PlayStation Plus subscriber.
Okay.
And here's your exclusive code. So... I don't know if all PlayStation Plus subscribers got that email, or if they randomly select people based on the games you play or something. I mean, the fact that I haven't got a PSP, I'm registered with them, should have rung alarm bells with them, but they still sent me an access code. Yeah. But I, you're supposed to get one game, one full game, two minis, and a PlayStation 1 game every month, and so far they've done that. So they've not announced for October what we're getting in October yet, but I didn't know they'd changed the terms and conditions. Not seen anything about
that. Yeah, I mean, I hadn't seen anything about it. It was just mentioned that they got in trouble for it, or I don't know. Basically, that they changed some of the wording to make it sound like you wasn't benefiting what you should have. So, like I say, game.
I've got from them what they've said I'd get from them. I don't... think they've cheated me in any way, shape or form at this moment in time, and I am definitely I'm 3 or 4 months into it now, quids in. For me, absolutely quids in. Brilliant. I don't think they've gone back on what they've said at all so far. I could be wrong. We'll see what comes in October, but every month I've had one full game, two minis, a PlayStation 1 game, and then a load of other crap like themes and avatars and stuff like that, and discounts. You know, that they have delivered on that. I've not seen any change in terms and services in terms of agreements. But
hopefully it was something they were just pulled up for, and it's not going to be an issue. Because as I say, I'm probably still interested in becoming a Plus subscriber, but only when it's right for me. But I'm hoping, like I say, it hasn't changed, and I get on, and you only get one free mini a month, because that would do my head in.
Yeah, I mean, I've not played any of the minis yet, really. I mean, I've played a couple of the minis.
Yeah.
Some of the minis, for me, though, aims, you're playing for an hour or so, kill a bit of time with them, and then I tended not to go back to them. I mean, the PlayStation 1 games as well, I just don't think they look that good anymore. I find it difficult to you know, the first one was it Destruction Derby or Demolition Derby?
Oh, yeah, Destruction Derby, yeah.
I remember playing that a long time ago and thinking it was the best thing ever. And I fired it up and it was just awful. I won't delete it, though. It's on the hard drive until the hard drive fills up, but
yep.
I can't see me loading it back up again.
Nice.
That's about it for me. No other news, I don't think.
Okay, and we have got quite a bit of mailbag building up, but a lot of the questions been asked have been aimed at the team, so I apologise. I'm probably going to have to leave these again for when the team's back, there's more of us. So I think there's a few from E. Diddy, SpongeBobbies. Again, apologies, but we will get round to them. But going from there, I will do the iTunes reviews and Zoom Marketplace reviews, actually. They've got a couple on each, so I'll just give them a shout-out. I've got Crusader X, and he's commented saying, awesome UK version of an awesome US podcast. I look forward to downloading this every week along with TPIS so I can listen to higher than high definition reviews and previews of all things PlayStation. Also, E. Diddy's 909 cameo on episode 4 was brilliant, and verbal racial stereotyping is something that should be in every show. Keep up the great work and continue to give us Yanks a look into UK gaming. Gave us 5 stars, so thanks for that, but I'm not sure about the verbal racial stereotyping.
Fish and chips.
Yeah, exactly. next we have King Bowser. He's mentioned, our community brothers across the pond bring you some laughs weekly. Not only that, you can listen as they squash what you had thought was a big trophy count by hearing theirs every week. Seriously, you would be Godzuku to their Godzilla. It's a fact, deal with it. Enjoy the last reviews and general off-topic mayhem that makes this podcast great. And again, another 5 stars, so thank you very much for that.
Are you slipping these guys cash or something? Or
how dare you?
Is there some PayPal transactions going on here?
There might be a few direct debits set up. And then quickly on from there, I've got the Zoom Marketplace, if I can load it up. Just at the right time to crash.
That's Zoom for you. Zoom's terrible. Who uses Zoom?
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
I mean, do you know anyone who's got an MP3 player that's not an iPod? Really? In this day and age?
No, not really.
Exactly. Anyone who hasn't got an MP3 player that's not an iPod or an iPhone.
Yeah. No, don't know. Anyway, the Zoom reviews, one from EDD909. Subject is fish and chips. It's a great podcast that does horrible American accents. I would recommend this podcast to everyone I meet.
What's you talking about, boy?
My name is Zonal Ripper.
American boy.
What else have we got? Okay. Next one is from B. Smith 3258. Because these guys bring a uniquely British take to PlayStation gaming. They focus on trophies, what you've been playing segment, and PSN new releases and coverage. So, thank you. Thank you all for the reviews. I say, as always, leave us a review at iTunes. If you do a search for TPS UK, and leave us a review there. I still don't think we've actually got any UK reviews yet. It's all US. So, step it up, UK. Come on. And then get on the Zoom Marketplace and leave a review there. If you're in the UK, tough luck because you can't view it. And from there, I've got the trophy count left.
Oh, God.
Unfortunately, Mr. Slugger, you're not on the list today.
Well, I'll help you out. Since the last time I was on the show 4 weeks ago,
yeah,
I've earned 5 trophies in 4 weeks.
That's appalling.
It's poor.
That is poor.
That's an average of 1.25 a week.
That's what you get for playing Battlefield Bad Company every night.
That's, yeah. My PlayStation time has diminished greatly, and I've not played any real new games, you know, so apart from demos and things, so that's my excuse.
Okay.
Hit me with numbers. How many hundreds have you earned this week?
Okay. I'm going to start off. Again, so apologies for last week, the no second part to the show. We did record it and we did do a trophy count, but the recording just, well.
You forgot to press record, didn't you?
Oh, no, I didn't. I pressed record, the file was there, but no player wanted to accept it. As soon as you tried to load it up, it just, yeah, it just said it doesn't work. So it
got AIDS.
Well, it said it was in quarantine.
Much like my household at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. So this is for 2 weeks' worth. I've gone back to episode 6, taken our final count there, and worked it out up to this week. So there's 5 to read out, and in 5th place is Ediddy999. He's gone... In 2 weeks, he's gone from 1,128 trophies to 1,138, which is a grand total of 10 trophies. Come on, Ediddy.
Step it up a bit. That's poor.
The idea is he wanted us to read it out to give him the incentive to get more.
Yeah, I mean, he did get 5 more trophies than me, but it's still poor. 10 trophies.
Just 10. Next up, in 4th place, is Murray. Again, I think this is, he hasn't been on lately that much. But he went from, not that it matters, he's still got a huge amount of trophies. He's gone from 3,588 trophies to 3,622. So he got 34 in 2 weeks. But keep up the good work. Next in... 3rd place is Bunker Cougar. In 2 weeks, he's gone from 821 to 862. That's a grand total of 41 trophies.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad. 2nd place is Here Comes Bods, and he's gone from 806 to matching Bunker Cougar with 862. So they're both equal on 862 trophies now.
Do you reckon that was planned?
I don't know if it was planned, but I think Boddy's stepping up his game a bit.
Yeah. That's,
from episode 1, when he was behind, he's getting up. He's caught up with Bunker. So, but he got a total of 56 in 2 weeks. And then that leaves me as number 1, yet again. I went from 2,953 trophies...
to 4,800. No. God.
To 3,029. So that's 76 trophies in 2 weeks.
Excuse my language. Sorry, I keep swearing.
But there you go. 76 in 2 weeks. Not bad.
Any platinums?
No platinums.
Anyone got any platinums that you know of?
No, not really.
How have you? So you've not done the Battlefield, the Destruction one yet?
No, I'm still only on 10 out of 20. Yes, I know.
What, have you got the Stab 5 Friends one?
Yeah, it's literally the last one to get is that Destructions.
I told you my tips for that, didn't I? Squad Rush, White Pass... Mortar Strike.
Yeah.
Just keep going for the, you know, straight in at the start of the level, run to the tank straight away, use the tank, blast the crap out of all the buildings until they're all kind of semi-down, and then in your little sniper outfit, go and hide up in the hills and just keep bombing the crap out of the buildings the minute you see anyone get close to it.
Okay.
That's what I did. And it worked.
Squad Rush, White Pass.
Yep.
Noted. Because I have always said I'm on 39 platinums. I would love to be my 40th platinum to be Battlefield Bad Company.
Yeah, you do that. The other way of doing it, See, if you want to boost it, you could boost it. You know how you'd do that. You'd have to wait until you had some friends that were playing, and then join their game. And but you'd have to wait until their team is full and the other team's empty, or you know, got at least one space empty.
Yep.
You join their game. You'll join them on the other team.
Yep. And just get them to all pile into a house
via the medium of Skype. Due to our lack of cross-game chat ability on the PlayStation 3,
yep.
Utilise the Skype and get them to stand in a building. Yeah. Another pro tip as well for the distraction. The second set of bases on Isla Innocente, Isla Innocente.
Yep.
The base on the right-hand side, I don't know if it's Alfa or Bravo, I'm not sure. You used to be able to take it down with one shot or one stab to the little fence at the back. Do you ever see that?
Yep.
Well, that fence is gone now. So, but that building goes down quicker than a Latvian prostitute. So, as soon as you move on to the next map, get in a helicopter and just blast it. Just keep blasting it, and it will come down really quick. Or even in the UAV, you can take it out with 3 or 4 direct hits with the UAV. And there's usually someone kicking about inside there.
Okay.
So there we go, some pro tips for you.
Yep. I definitely should jump back on there and try and get that.
Yeah, I remember doing it. I think I spent 3 or 4 evenings trying to do it. And I had a really frustrating evening where I didn't get a single destruction kill. And then one evening, I think I got 4 or 5 in one hit. You know, it's luck of the draw.
It is. I think my biggest is 3 people in one house. So
that's a good hit. I tell you one thing that I found, though. I've had more destruction kills just playing normally than what I have when I was trying to get them. Occasionally, I'll get a destruction kill now, and you'll get 2 or 3 people at the same time. You think, I wasn't even trying for that.
Yeah.
It wasn't even, you know. So, yeah. Tough trophy. Okay.
Yeah, I think it is, but it'd be satisfying when I get it, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm done. Do you want to give something for the people to play?
Yeah, join me every night. Battlefield Bad Company 2. My username is Mr. Slugger. Feel free to add me. That's MRSLUGGA. Feel free to add me and hit me up. I'm on there most nights from, say, 9 p.m. UK time onwards. So play some of that. And also F1 2010 out Friday. Get that.
Okay.
How about yourself?
I'm going to go for, and this is definitely if you pick it up, Worms 2.
Yeah, I think I'll pick it up. I'll pick it up. Yeah.
So any other listeners out there, you want to jump in a game with us, I say hit us up. And I say if there's a good 4 of you playing, then it's a good laugh. So join in if you can. And I'm going to say Dead Rising 2 out this Friday.
Mm.
Pick it up.
Mm. Yeah, you've I didn't realize they were both out this week. I'm in trouble.
Yes.
Damn that boiler.
You can go without it.
No, well, I would do. I'd quite happily go without it. But the trouble is, my wife said, she said, oh, I'm a bit cold last night. I said, are you serious? She said, put the heating on. Worst thing I ever did, just blew up there and then.
Yep.
So we had no hot water all day. I got the spanners out and got hot water working, but the central heating is definitely gone. But I'd quite happily live without it.
Yeah, it's overrated.
Yeah, heating's overrated.
Okay, before we say goodbye, the end song today is a request from eDiddy999. Unfortunately, Mr. Slugger, you won't hear it until you listen to the show back.
Okay.
So I'm going to edit it in. But it's called The Fresh Prince of TPSN. And it's basically lyrics to the tune of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, are these my lyrics that I wrote?
Are they?
It starts off, because the reason why I say this is because they had this competition to write new opening music, and I wrote some lyrics which were to the tune of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, And it started off with something along the lines of, welcome everybody to the PlayStation show, hosted by no other than Emilio.
Have you
listened to it yet?
I haven't, no. He sent us a email with some lyrics, but I mean, this is aimed specifically at T-Suck, but not a lot of the words have changed. Starts off with, this is a story all about how my life got flipped and upside down. But it's just a few little words change in there. To the tune of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So.
Yeah, he's done a, it sounds like a half-assed attempt. a blatant off from the lyrics that I gave him. Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
Okay.
Can't I get any of their own original ideas?
I don't think so. But anyway, as requested, I sat down and done this song the other night. So it is my voice, but I have slightly changed it so I don't sound so... what's the way I can put it?
Gibbon?
Hey?
Like a gibbon?
Yeah. I've sort of pitched down my voice a little bit.
Okay.
But anyway, you'll hear it, and hopefully it brings a smile to your face. That's it for episode 8 of the PlayStation show. I'd like to thank you, Mr. Slugger, for stepping in, and you've been excellent host with us tonight.
Well, I'd like to thank you, Mr. Ripper, for having me on, and I apologise to all the listeners who've had to put up with just the likes of me and you for an hour and a half.
Hey, so. Well, the Dream Team, how dare you?
Well, I'll say the Dream Team, yeah. No, it's been the best T-Suck episode to date with just the two of us.
I think so.
Hopefully I'll make next week's, you never know. And hopefully we'll have some other hosts next week as well.
Well, I might invite him back, you know.
Well, yeah, maybe we should... run auditions or something.
We'll start replacing them already.
yeah, let's get rid of them. Yeah.
But anyway, thank you for listening. I've been Zonal Ripper.
And I've been Mr. Slugger.
Take care, good evening, and good night.
Bonjour.
Now this is a tale all about how my life got flipped and upside down, and I'd like to take a moment for you podcast land to tell you how I became the prince of TPSN. In West Michigan, born and raised, on the PlayStation where I spent most of my days, chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool, or shooting some dudes, all acting a fool, when a couple of dudes who were up to no good started making audio that sounded cool. I got in one little bug cause my wife got scared, she said, "You're not doing this and I don't care." I called out for some talent, and when it came near, the locust of T-Suck and there was an accent in the air. If anything, I can say that this content was rare, but I thought, man, forget it, T-Piss is on the air. I bored up to the side about 7 or 8, and I yelled to the crisp, "Special chips, later mates." I looked to my kingdom, man with a plan, then I sat on my throne as the prince of TPSN.